Vocabulary and listening. Activity 3. Listen to the passage. Check if you guessed correctly and answer the questions.
Oliver was walking along with some books under his arm when a young woman who was passing suddenly screamed, "Oh, my dear brother!" and threw her arms round his neck.
"Don't!" cried Oliver, struggling. "Let go of me! Who is it? Why are you doing this?"
The young woman did not answer his questions, but cried,
"I found him! Oh, Oliver! Oh, you naughty boy! I've been so worried about you! Come home, dear! Thank goodness I found you!"
Oliver began shouting again, and two women stopped to watch. One of them said,
"What's the matter?"
It was the young woman who replied.
"Oh," she said, "he ran away from his parents about a month ago and joined some thieves. They taught him how to steal."
"Go home, you wicked boy," said one woman.
"Go home, you monster," said the other.
"I'm not a monster," replied Oliver, terrified. "I don't know her. I don't have a sister or parents."
Then he saw Nancy's face for the first time and jumped back in astonishment.
"You see, he knows me," said Nancy. "Make him come home, good people, or he'll kill his dear mother and father and break my heart."
"What's going on?" cried a man, running out from a nearby shop. "Young Oliver, you come home to your mother right now."
He seized Oliver by the shoulders.
"I don't belong to them. I don't know them. Help! Help!"
cried Oliver, struggling in the man's powerful arms.
"Help!" repeated the man. "Yes, I'll help you, you young rascal. What books are these? You've stolen them, haven't you? Give them to me."
The man seized the books and hit Oliver on the head with them.
"That's right," cried a man who was watching from his window. "That's the only way to make them behave."
"It'll do him good," said the two women.
The man hit Oliver again and seized him by the collar.
"Come on, you young rascal. Ted, watch him."
The dog, who was called Ted, started growling at Oliver. What could one poor child do? Oliver was frightened of the dog, but it was the man who terrified him. It was a rough neighborhood, and it was already dark. There was no one to help him. The man dragged him into a narrow street and pulled him along so fast that he could not even shout for help. And even if he had been able to shout for help, no one would have cared.